It's time for your Southeast Regional Ag News on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. A tour of monies going towards agriculture. That's your show topic here today, starting in Florida. University of Florida Institute of Food and Agriculture Sciences faculty have secured over $16 million in new funding to advance research projects to combat deadly citrus greening. The funding is awarded from the USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture Emergency Citrus Disease Research and Extension Program, designed to provide solutions to U.S. citrus growers. In Georgia, the U.S. Department of Labor Occupational Safety and Health Administration has awarded the Institute for Health Logistics and Analytics at Georgia Southern University two grants totaling more than $310,000. These grants will help prepare owners and workers for future zoonotic disease outbreaks. And in Alabama, last week saw the groundbreaking for new state-of-the-art pesticide residue and chemical labs. The former facility was dedicated in 1977. The new facility, according to Alabama's Commissioner of Agriculture, is long overdue with drastic changes to technology in the last 50 years. It's anticipated it'll be fully functional by February of 2024 and will be adjacent to the Auburn University campus. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report